In recent months, smart speakers have become just a little bit smarter thanks to some key partnerships. For example, with Google Home devices, you can now build a shopping list with Officeworks. And leading up to Christmas, you could use Google Assistant to ask eBay to recommend Christmas gifts. Now, with Amazon's Alexa Digital Assistant available in Australia from the 1st of next month, you can expect to see some similar partnerships. And the first to launch is with mobile service provider Amaysim. On the line, I have Julian Dell, Amaysim's Chief Technology Officer. G'day, Julian.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Julian, why has Amaysim chosen to partner with Amazon to integrate with the Alexa smart speakers?
Look, we've recently started an innovation lab, so we wanted to use this as a first off the rank idea. We've been looking at voice interfaces and how they're going to change customer experience. And we looked at Amazon Alexa as really one of the best in the market. They've been in the US market for over 2 years now. So they're really well established as a platform. And we think that that product can give us a lead in customer experience in the areas that we really try to drive with our customers.
What will Amaysim customers be able to do with Alexa in terms of interacting with their Amaysim accounts?
There's already a few uses that they can do with the current version. So they can do a balance check to see how much data or credit, or even when your plan's going to renew. They can do a data top-up. So if you're running out of data and you want to add an extra 1 gig data pack, you can do that. You can make some changes to your basic settings. And lastly, you can do a Find My Phone service. So in other words, you can ask Alexa, please find my phone, and it'll ring so that you can hear it ring, or you can feel it ring in some cases if you've got it on silent. And we thought that that's quite a nice, innovative and fun idea to choose rather than the sort of standard balance checks that probably everyone will do.
So how did you determine what Amaysim skills Alexa would need to best serve Amaysim customers?
We used the data we already have in other interfaces. So we looked at what our customers are looking for when they go to our mobile app or onto our website or even our IVR service. So that's around balance checks and data. But then we wanted to sort of go, well, we want to break out of that and look at other innovative uses of this technology, because it's not just about having the standard stuff. It's about actually helping the customer with different users that they have. So that's where the Find My Phone came. We're also looking ahead now to determine how we go forward and add more users and use cases to that.
Right. I was wondering if that will perhaps take some of the load off other forms of customer service you have, where perhaps someone might interact with a real person, either via online chat or on the phone.
Look, we focus a lot already on a lot of self-serve channels and trying to reduce that load. This is just one. I think that we hope and expect this to grow over time, but I don't think we'll see any sort of massive reduction in the short term. But we see voice as a huge opportunity for interacting with our customers. It's going to grow and grow, and we want to grow with it.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Julian, that you sort of decided to partner up with Amazon's Alexa due to its popularity in the US and the fact that it's been sort of number one in the market there for a couple of years now. Would you also be looking at integration with Google Assistant, given its current popularity in Australia?
Look, we've had a look at that and all of the other assistants. There's a few more launching. I know Apple plan to launch soon, and even Samsung. So we'll look at all of them. You know, our thought is that we want to be wherever the customers are. So the customers are on Google Home, they're on Apple, or they're on Samsung. We'll build, and hopefully we can build it all in a integrated way that works across our website and our voice channels, and they work across all these different types of platforms.
Okay, well, Amazon's Alexa smart speakers are going on sale in Australia from Feb 1. I'm pretty sure you can pre-order one already. But where can people get more information about using Alexa with their Amaysim account?
We've got a dedicated microsite on our website, so amaysim.com.au/Alexa. On that site, you'll find all the information, a lot of FAQs and information about how our skill works with Alexa and a fun video there about how it could change your the way you interact with us. On that site, there's also a place where you can suggest how we might improve the experience and improve the users that customers have with it. And then you might even able to win a device if you give us a really good example or idea. So
sounds good. Julian, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Andy.